Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
As Chicago brings back 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Jim Alampi, 7-year member of our Brain Trust, founder of Alampi & Associates. Alampi.com is the website. His book is called Great to Excellent. He created the Execution Maximizer. Jim, thanks again for being here. One of the things that's happened this year, which has made it really tough on everybody, is that there are people whose businesses are gone, or they're in trouble. They're struggling. They're having to work way harder than they should have because of something that wasn't their fault. It wasn't because they didn't have a good business model. It wasn't because they didn't work hard enough, weren't smart enough. It might not even be because they didn't have enough capital. But this thing that happened this year is unfair. It's unfortunate, and it's mean. But we have to. In an article I wrote a few weeks ago, I said, okay, let's get that off our chest. Let's have our little pity party. And okay, now that's over. Now let's deal with it. And the point I've made is that if you're going to be in business January 1, 2021. That's the way you got to look at it. What do you think?
I think you're right. And the challenge is when you're faced with something that is so overwhelming. You know, there are businesses out there that lost 95% of their volume, their revenue.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know how you make up a 95% shortfall. Mm. You just have to try to adapt and find a whole new business model where you can at least get back to even.
Yeah, and that's but then you know. But how do you do that? I mean, if you're a restaurateur, you're not going to become a supplier, you know. And of course, there are plenty of people who've shifted and have gone in other directions. But still, this is pretty tough. This in my career, Jim. I've been through 7 recessions, and other things, and including, you know, the dot bomb bust and the collapse of 2008. This isn't like anything else I've ever been through, or anybody else really has ever been through in anybody's lifetime. This is one for the books. We have to learn from this, though, right? I mean, we have to be to say, okay, what are we going to do when COVID-21 hits? Don't we have to ask that question? How are we going to deal with COVID-21?
Yeah, what's the worst case scenario that could happen, and what would we do if it did happen?
Should we be expected to do that? Should we be expected to have reserves and an alternative for when there's another pandemic?
We ought to at least have thought about it. You know, one of the things mid-market entrepreneurs don't do a really good job with is planning or thinking about scenarios for the future. Taking your leadership team off-site for a day, maybe 2 or 3 times a year, and just talking about what's the worst thing that could happen. What's the headline that if I read it in the newspaper tomorrow morning, it would scare the devil out of me.
Right.
You know? And not that you're going to have a total plan, but at least you have thought about it without having the pressure of that thing actually happening to you.
Right. No, that's exactly right. And this is where I try to encourage small business owners to find time every month, if not every week, if not every day. Find some time to stop being the manager of your business and be the CEO of your business, because it's the CEO's job to be the business's futurist, isn't it?
It is, and short story here. I once was on the West Coast and had a regional vice president on the East Coast, and we had a deal that he called me 2 times a week for 30 minutes to brief me on what was going on the East Coast. After 2 weeks of it, I realized he would spend 25 minutes of the 30 telling me all the good stuff that was happening and leave only 5 minutes at the end to talk about the tough issues. And I finally said to him, I'm going to give you 5 minutes to tell me all the good stuff that's happening. I give you 25 minutes to tell me all the really tough issues. And that's what we need to be doing. We've got to step up and address the tough issues because we're the only ones that can do that.
Well,
if we're not doing it, nobody's doing that.
That's exactly right, and because your team won't do that. You will have to pull that out of them. But, you know, nobody a year ago would have said, okay, what if we have a global pandemic and every state government shuts their businesses down for 4 months? What if that happens? People would say, are you out of your mind?
That's right.
Right. We'd never think
that
about that.
Right.
But you have to do those kinds of things, right? What if this? What if that? And role play those scenarios, right?
Yep, absolutely. And that's what people, just by human nature, they want to duck and dodge those tough issues. But the time to think about those tough issues is not when you're under the gun, but when you're at least neutral, or you know things are okay, where you don't have the pressure of having to react like tomorrow.
Right, right. Yeah, and the military will tell you that when you train, and you train, and you train, you train, when you come in contact with the enemy, you revert to the training. You're not emotional, you're not hysterical, you revert to the training. And you got to do the same thing in business. Jim Alampi has taught us that over the last 7 years. Alampi.com is the website. Hey, Jim, good job today. Will you come back soon?
Anytime, Jim. Good to see you.
We love having you on the show. Jim Alampi, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.